Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's heartened by a recent movement on the part of musicians, bloggers, and critics to rehabilitate the much-maligned jazz of the 1970s. A case in point, Kevin says, is the new album from drummer George Schuller, saluting pianist Keith Jarrett's American Quartet of the 70s.
Here's George Schuller's idea in a nutshell. Play some of those catchy tunes Keith Jarrett wrote in the 1970s, and play that pianist music without a piano. And then, without advertising it or putting on platform shoes, playing it all in a 70s kind of way. George Schuller's quintet is called Circle Wide, which could describe their breezy approach to playing tunes that have a way of looping back on themselves. It's especially nice to hear them now that composer Jarrett doesn't play them anymore. Schuller's tribute album is called Like Before, Somewhat After. Keith Jarrett wrote his tunes here for his 1970s American Quartet, and sometimes tenor saxophonist Donnie McCaslin and bassist Dave Ambrosio take on the roles of the Jarrett Band's Dewey Redman and Charlie Hayden. Arranging this material, George Schuller considers the broader context of Keith Jarrett's American Quartet. The icy new Scandinavian jazz announced by members of his other European quartet of the 70s, and the pianist's occasional collaborations with percussionist, guitarist Sam Brown, and vibist Gary Burton, all but channeled here by Tom Beckham. Schuller also wrote a couple of tunes that aim for Jarrett's easy grace. That's the band's secret weapon, the crafty, creative, and very versatile guitarist, Brad Shepik. He gets plenty of play and often steals the show. Shepik slides into the guitar universe of 70s icons like John McLaughlin and Norway's Terje Rypdal with their echoes of the North Indian sitar. George Schuller's crew evokes soloists of the time to honor an undervalued period in jazz, which did have its excesses, like the odd endless ending. They have a little fun with 70s shticks without spoiling a joke by calling attention to it.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Circle Wide, the new CD by drummer George Schiller's quintet.